Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. This past fall, a real accomplishment was made by a young man from Springfield, Minnesota. With the guidance of his parents, Jay and Daryl Clabundi, he was able to become one of the few people from our area to receive the National FFA's American Farmer Degree Award. Congratulations, Nick.
Thanks, Mark.
Well, Nick, can you just tell our listeners where you grew up and the education you've received thus far?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up about 6 miles north of Springfield, Minnesota. I went to the Springfield Public High School, and I now currently go to South Dakota State University in Brookings.
Okay, and what's your major there?
I'm majoring in animal science with a minor in ag business and ag marketing.
Okay. Well, the American Farmer Degree, I know back in the 70s when I was in high school, I knew of two people from the Morgan area that received the American Farmer Degree, and one was Roger Gillen from Morgan and also Bill Gluth. But I struggled with thinking of more from our area, and I talked to Bruce Tiffany from Redwood, and he also had a hard time thinking of more people that have received that award. You do have a couple names from the Springfield area. Can you just tell us who they are?
A few off the top of my head would be Fawn McNamara and A.J. Krieg.
Okay. Well, it is a rare award to receive, and congratulations again for you getting it. Now, I understand there's different types of areas that you can apply for to receive this American Farmer Degree, and your area that you focused on was the beef enterprise. Can you just tell us about your cattle operation?
My cattle operation was it started out with me kind of talking to a couple of family members and kind of getting them on the board of getting a few cattle and kind of trying to get some stuff moving. But I started out with three. I now have 6 head of cattle. I run a cow-calf operation, and then when I calve, if they're heifers, I usually will keep them back and rebreed them to a new bull or AI or some type of different genetics so that I'm not keeping on the same parents. But I also feed out the steers that I receive from the cows also.
Okay, and a big part of that award, I'm sure, was the record-keeping part of it, both financial and as far as the breeding stock, what you've got.
Absolutely. It is huge on how much the FFA is trying to keep up with information and keep people informed on how genetics work in different types of ways.
Okay, now, when I think of FFA back in the day, it was pretty much all guys that were in FFA, and now what I understand is actually more ladies involved in it than guys. Is that true to say?
Absolutely, absolutely. Right now in Springfield this year, they have, I do believe it's up in the 90s for FFA members in a smaller school, which is very large for a lot of people being into an ag. Because with Springfield, in order to be an FFA, you have to be in an ag class to be considered in FFA. So there's a lot of people that are in ag classes, and as well as a lot of males, there are a lot of females that are starting to get interested in ag, whether that be cooking, cleaning, that type of stuff. But there's also a lot of people in vegetable production, horticulture, flowers. I mean, there's a lot of different people there.
Okay, and I think that's the key part of the enrollment in it, because back in the day, if you didn't have a dad that was involved in farming, if you didn't have some production agriculture yourself, it was really hard to advance in it. So what would be some suggestions to the younger cattle producers in our area that might be thinking about FFA? Why should they join?
A big thing for me for FFA was leadership. It was you were along with not only your buddies, but you were along with somebody that you could talk to. You had somebody beside you that you could ask questions about on crops and cattle, and you could always kid with them that that the crop prices were so bad, and then they'd always give you a kicker. But it was fun. It was a big part of leadership, and you got to learn quite a bit about the industry along with being a part of a really fun group.
Okay. Well, and I know the thing that I've seen you involved in so much of late has been the Redwood Area Cattlemen's Association, their ambassador program, and being involved with helping that organization be one of the largest in the state. I can tell that this is an area that you really enjoy. And I guess the next question I just had for you is, after graduating from South Dakota State University, what are your plans?
My plans for after graduating from South Dakota State would be to come back to the farm and continue on with my operation, kind of push forward my operation of gaining a few more cows and maybe keeping on with the cow-calf, maybe switching over to feedlot or just adding on to my cow-calf operation with a feedlot and kind of getting my cattle number up there so I can compete with the bigger feedlots like Brandon Kirkhoff and Justin Seifert.
Okay, well, great. Well, I'd just like to say thanks again for all that you have done representing our state and the cattle industry, and best of luck in the future, Nick.
Not a problem. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Until next week, thanks for listening, and we will talk again.